you like movies and movie discussions, you've come to the right place. Who am I, you ask? I am The Wiz! And I'm here to review the 2023 MCU movie, The Marvels, starring Brie Larson, Iman Vellani, Tiona Paris, Samuel L. Jackson, and Zoe Ashton, directed by Nia DaCosta. Yeah, I wasn't looking forward to watching this, to be absolutely honest. The last couple of MCU movies, with a few exceptions, have not been that great. I have not caught up with any of the TV shows after Ms. Marvel, which, to be fair, was decent. I thought it was cute. I thought it was a decent show. I just haven't caught up with any of them at all. Like, I really like the Loki series. I think the Loki series is my favorite one. But I haven't seen season two yet. I have no interest in doing it. Because, really, I'm getting tired of the MCU formula. And the films have not been that spectacular, to be absolutely honest with you. I really wasn't looking forward to watching this. But since I saw all the other movies, I was like, you know what? I guess I kind of should at this point. So that's kind of why I decided to watch this. So let's get into the review of The Marvels, directed by Nia DaCosta. But before that, let's get into the plot. Carol Danvers has reclaimed her identity back from the tyrannical Kree and has taken revenge by destroying the Supreme Intelligence. Upon doing that, she's made a cascading events where she's caused a bunch of instability across the galaxy. A villain called Darbeen, who is played by Zoe Ashton, decided to open up some time portals in order to save her home planet of Hala, which in turn may destroy certain things that are going on in the Milky Way galaxy and other galaxies. Because of the time rift, Carol Danvers, who is played by Brie Larson, starts switching places with Monica Rambeau, played by Tiona Paris, and Ms. Marvel, Kamala Khan, played by Iman Vellani. And these three heroes have to find a way to stop Darbeen before she destroys the planet. All right, now that we got to the plot, let's get into my 3 points. And my first point is, this is a light, brief, fun romp through the galaxy. I am surprised that I actually like this movie, because I did not like the first Captain Marvel at all. I thought the first Captain Marvel had a ton of problems. But one of the first things that this film does well is it takes itself less seriously. It's cute in its own way, and it's brief. Mercilessly brief. And I mean, by it's 95 minutes, the movie. You're going to probably see it on Google. It's like an hour and 43, but honestly, about 9 or 10 minutes is the credit and the end credit stinger. So this is a very short movie, and I think it's to its benefit because you don't have long, drawn-out subplots. You don't have a villain who's really not that interesting. We'll get to that later. That pads the length up. All there is the main story, and that is it. The brevity really works in its favor. It is light. It is quick. It does kind of go through the motions, but it's still fun. I still found myself enjoying the time I had with it, which if you would have asked me after the first Captain Marvel, I would be stunned by that. And my second point, all three leads are good. Vellani is the highlight. I want to get to the first point, which is Tiona Paris, who plays Monica Rambeau. She's fine. I think she is good in the role, but she's clearly meant to be the straight person in the movie. She's not as funny, she's not as quippy or as charming, but she works well with the other two actresses in this movie, so I think she's good. Brie Larson is actually pretty good as Carol Danvers in this movie, and I think the reason why is because they actually gave her character some depth in this movie. So in Captain Marvel, Carol Danvers lost her identity. And because of that, they kind of gave her nothing to work with. So Brie Larson had to basically act like someone who didn't know who she was until probably the very end, and even that is kind of stretching it. This led to a lot of people saying that Brie Larson's performance is the worst performance of all in the MCU, which I found absolutely unfair, because I thought with what she was given, she was fine, but she was not given much to work with. So in that case, I thought that that was a pretty unfair assessment on her performance. Now, if you want to say the writing was terrible, absolutely, I would agree with you, 1,000%. To blame that all on Brie Larson, I think, was actually kind of unfair. In this movie, they give Danvers more of a personality, and I think it really works. She's less serious, less grumpy, more contemplative. She actually is portrayed as somebody who has regret, but also wants to warm herself up to certain people, namely the two people that she is with throughout the entire film. It works well in this movie. At first, she has pushback, but then she warms up, and it makes her character a lot more likable. I actually liked her, and I like Carol Danvers in this movie. movie. But the one person I really like is Amon Vellani, who plays Kamala Khan, aka Miss Marvel. She's the reason why I liked the Miss Marvel series, even though it was clearly not for somebody my age. I ended up enjoying that series mainly because of her and how charming and likable she is. And she is the exact same in this movie as well. Very likable, very charming, funny in certain spots. She has some good comedic timing. I really like her in this role, and I really like her as an actress for right now, I think. Honestly, if she's not doing any more MCU as of right now, someone should hire her to do a comedy or a romantic comedy. I think she would be perfect for that kind of role. In the beginning of the movie, she's fangirling out through half the film. And at first, I could see how that could get annoying, but I found it still kind of endearing and charming, especially with how Brie Larson as Carol Danvers kind of bounced off of it. I really liked her in this movie. I think she's the best thing about this movie as well. But all three, I think, were very good in this. And my third point, the villain is cookie cutter, lacks depth. Yeah, this is the one big issue I have with this movie, and it's that the main villain, which is Darbeen, who is played by Ziwa Ashton, just has nothing to her. All she does is, I guess, snarl, acts angry when Captain Marvel's around, and acts intimidating, and that is pretty much it. Now, this could also be because there is so much cut out of this movie, or that because it's so short. Because of that, the villain is just not good. I think she's one of the weaker villains, mainly because there isn't much to her. And because of that, I think this is one of the big problems I have with this movie, is that the villain isn't that interesting. Not even just like in a funny way either, just not interesting in the slightest. But this is one of the few MCU movies where I think the villain absolutely is terrible, and yet I still end up enjoying the movie. Another example of that would be the first Captain America. I didn't think Red Skull was that great of a villain, but because how they treated the character of Captain America was so well done, I thought the movie was good on its own anyway. It's a rarity, but it works out with this one. Okay, so who is this for? I think this is for someone if you tire of the MCU's self-seriousness. If there is something about the MCU that I like, but I am starting not to like as time goes on, is how serious that it treats everything. Bear in mind, it was one of the best things about the MCU when it started, was it was treating these characters seriously, it was treating the story seriously, it was giving them a lot of depth, and it was giving them stakes, which I really liked. But as time goes on, it starts to grate, and it starts to get a little tiresome. Definitely felt that in Ant-Man and in a bunch of other movies that have come out, like The Eternals was another one where way too serious, even though it looked really good. But some of the movies would have some good comic relief. I mean, Iron Man, his own character is comic relief. I think Thor Ragnarok took itself less seriously, and it was to its benefit as well. So this is not something that is completely foreign to the MCU. However, because this film took itself less and less seriously, I think because it didn't do that, it actually improved the movie on that end, which also made Captain Marvel a more interesting character afterwards as well. So I definitely think if you're getting tired of the self-seriousness of the MCU, and you want to have a more fun MCU movie, I would say like more like a Thor Ragnarok, I think this is right up your alley. So definitely check this out if that's how you feel. Overall, I am surprisingly recommending The Marvels. I thought this was actually a good movie. I was surprised that I enjoyed it. Is it one of the better MCU movies? No, it's really not. It's right in between average and above average, I think. But it's enjoyable. But if you're tired of the MCU, which I know a lot of you are, I would only watch this if you just want a less serious version. Otherwise, if you're tired of it, ask yourself if you really want to watch this, is basically what I would say. But overall, I do recommend The Marvels. I think it's a good movie. I thought it was fun, and I ended up enjoying myself. Now, what I will say is if I'm not really interested at all in the next MCU movie, it might take a lot more for me to actually go ahead and watch it. So it's not like this movie renewed my faith in the MCU. I'm still kind of like, this is starting to get a little stale. But overall, I do recommend The Marvels. Check it out if you have not seen it and you're interested. Now, if you want my full review on this movie, you can go to my website at imthewiz.com. You'll have my full written review right on the site, along with a link to the video that has this review that you've just listened to. Okay, so for Thursday, me and Zero are going to do the 007 debriefings with Octopussy. Saturday, I'm going to review, out of obligation, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, directed by James Mangold. And Tuesday, the new theme for that week will be Jackie Chan movies. And Jackie Chan has a birthday coming up that week, so I thought what a great way to actually celebrate his birthday by watching some of his films. Now, I'm going to make a deliberate effort not to watch his American-made films. So, no Tuxedo, no Rush Hour, no Shanghai Nights or Shanghai Noon. I'm going to watch more of his foreign stuff, the ones that are subtitled and everything, which I've definitely wanted to check out. So I'm going to start with probably one of his most famous films from around the world, which is Police Story. I've heard great things about this. I have the Criterion Collection set of this as well, but it didn't come with three, which is what I was really interested in. Tune in next time, where Thursday, me and Zero are going to review Octopussy for the 77 Debriefings. Friday, I'll be reviewing Out of Obligation, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, and on Tuesday, Police Story. I am the Wiz, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye.